AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama may be half a world away in Ethiopia, but when GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee said the Iran nuclear agreement would, quote, take the Israelis and basically march them to the door of the oven, Obama blasted him and other Republicans.
You know, the particular comments of Mr. Huckabee are, I think, part of just a general pattern that we've seen that would be considered ridiculous if it weren't so sad.
Obama criticized Texas Senator Ted Cruz for suggesting in the wake of the nuclear deal that he, not Iran, is a leading state sponsor of terrorism. The president also rebuked Donald Trump for his criticism of Arizona Senator John McCain. In Ethiopia, the president is pushing for an end to the growing crisis in neighboring South Sudan. Mark Smith with more.
South Sudan is the world's youngest country, just 4 years old. But a civil war between rival factions of the South Sudan government has left many thousands dead and made a million or more refugees. And the president says if something's not done soon, they'll starve.
We don't have a lot of time to wait. The conditions on the ground are getting much, much worse.
Here in Ethiopia, Obama has convened a meeting of regional leaders trying to broker a peace, but the two sides are stubbornly refusing to negotiate, so the next step could be new sanctions or an arms embargo. Mark Smith with the president, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Warmer water proving fatal to the sockeye salmon returning from the ocean to spawn in the Columbia River. State and federal biologists, fish biologists, say the water is at least 5 degrees warmer than usual, killing at least 250,000 of the fish. After a steep sell-off in China and other global markets, stocks on Wall Street are solidly lower. The Dow is down 108, the NASDAQ is off 38, and the S&P has lost 8. This is AP Radio News. A prayer vigil was held last night amid the search for two South Florida teenagers who have been missing since taking a 19-foot boat on an offshore fishing trip Friday afternoon. Coast Guard found the boat early yesterday, capsized some 67 miles off the coast. Malaysia and Cuba off the State Department's blacklist of countries failing to combat modern-day slavery. Department Sarah Sewell says that doesn't mean they still don't have problems.
We remain concerned in the case of Cuba, and the reason that it would still be on the Tier 2 watch list includes a number of concerns, such as the failure to recognize forced labor as a problem or to act to combat it.
Critics contend Malaysia's upgrade is related to its backing of the U.S.-promoted Pacific Rim Trade Agreement. Thailand, blacklisted with Malaysia last year because of labor abuses in the fishing industry, remains on the list. It is not part of the proposed trade deal. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.